on Talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily drop update for Big Brother Canada 11. It's not quite daily, but we are here today to talk through the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 house. I am, of course, your host, Taryn Armstrong, and we're going to talk through the latest again from this house. And there's quite a lot to talk about, actually, quite a lot to get to. I did not expect that we would honestly even get a drop today. So let's talk through it, because there was an eviction. There is a new HOH. There are new nominations and a new veto winner and new plans for the replacement nominee and potentially plans for who may or may not be evicted this week. And I will warn you, based on the, you know, based on the roundtable favorite player polls, you're not going to be pleased about what I'm about to tell you. Just be warned. So let's rewind and talk about what we've seen so far this week. Jonathan was evicted. Kuzi won the HOH. And Kuzi was planning on nominating Santina and Ty in an attempt to get rid of one of them and potentially team up with the Girly Pops. We were a little skeptical of this play, but it is what it is. Now, we also know that this Fatal Feast was going to come into play. There was some speculation that it might be a safety chain. I can tell you that it was a safety chain. I believe, based on what we've been able to piece together, that the safety chain went something like Kuzi starting it. Kuzi chose Hope to be safe. Hope chose Anika to be safe. Anika chose Daniel. I believe Daniel then chooses Claudia, either Claudia or Shania. I would assume Claudia, but one of the two. Then Claudia or Shania chooses the other one. I'm just going to say Claudia then chooses Shania. Shania then chooses Renee. And from there, it's left to Ty and Santina. Kuzi's nominations. Everything's going as planned. It's exactly what Kuzi wanted. I don't know exactly how this resolves, whether it was Renee's choice or it was a vote. I'm not entirely sure. I'm assuming maybe even like, I don't know. Listen, I don't know. It's, we'll find out. But the bottom line here is that from that point, Santina was evicted from the game. Santina is no more. Santina is out. She is not on the drop. She has been evicted after Jonathan. And that was it for the safety chain. That was it for the fatal feast. I heard something about a vote, but it's a little confusing. Ty might have won. I remember because it might have come down to like final three, and maybe like it might have been that like Renee wasn't saved, and then they like they did last season, they went to a competition, and then Ty maybe won the competition because Ty talked about voting, which would have made sense if Ty saved himself, and then it came down to Renee or Santina, and then they voted Santina out over Renee. Certainly possible. But the point is, Santina is gone. Koozie's HOH is over. And she got what she wanted. I mean, if nominations had played out the same way, she would have nominated Santina and Ty. Ty might have won the veto if that was the case. And then she probably would have had to nominate Renee and then, or whoever. And then, you know, they would have sent out Santina. If anything, this is slightly better for Koozie, given that she didn't have to nominate a replacement for Ty herself. But in other ways, it's a little bit worse because she can't actually follow through on any promises to not nominate the girls in the first place. So maybe worse overall, if you think about it in that way. And definitely worse overall that Santina is now gone and Ty is still here, Ty being the less trustworthy of the two. And you just can't help but be like, man, Koozie, why did you want Santina gone? She was probably the best person in this game for your game. Probably, if honestly, maybe the worst person you could have taken out of the game. Granted, she wasn't in control of it, but also granted, this is probably how it would have played out if she had run her HOH the way that she was planning. So, yikes. But it's time for a new HOH. They then competed in a new HOH. Now, Koozie's mistake of not targeting the girly pops, whether or not it's a mistake, might not even matter if one of the Shady Bunch or Hope, the remnants of the crown, perhaps, win the HOH. Maybe even Ty might still go after the girly pops himself. Koozie barely pulled out the HOH over Claudia in the previous competition. And in this new HOH competition, Claudia wins. Claudia, now the new HOH. Uh-oh. So, with Claudia as the new HOH, I haven't even gotten to the drop yet. I'm just telling you what has been happening since the last time we saw them. With Claudia as the new HOH, she nominated Ty and Hope for eviction. This is somewhat along the lines of what she said she might do a couple of weeks ago now, with Ty being kind of like ostensibly the target, but a potential backdoor in play for somebody like Koozie would definitely be a possibility. And so, with Ty and Hope on the block, they then competed in a veto. And in the veto competition, Ty won the veto. Worst case scenario for Koozie, because with Ty holding the veto, he plans to take himself off the block. And I can tell you right now that the current plan would be for Koozie to replace him. Now, the veto ceremony has not happened yet, but it's pretty clear at this point that Koozie is the intended replacement nominee, which would leave Koozie on the block next to Hope. Now, all of that happening means that there are now 8 people left in the game. There are 5 votes to evict. Daniel and Anika would theoretically vote to keep Koozie. Shania and Renee, if they wanted to, could vote to evict Koozie, and that would leave Ty as the deciding vote if the girly pops decided they wanted Koozie out, which is possible at this point. We have not seen them talk amongst themselves yet. So it's not looking great for Koozie or the crown in general. And even if she does survive, things are looking a little sketchy. So let's get into the drop from this point. And I will tell you, things get worse before they get better. So we started the drop with Koozie and Anika. Koozie is saying, don't say anything about getting rid of Hope to Ty. And Anika says, I won't say anything. I just want to know what he's thinking. And Koozie says, you just need to be careful because you if you say you don't know why he wants to keep Hope, then he'll realize that you might be trying to not to get rid of Hope, and then he'll tell Hope, and then Hope will be upset. And Anika says, "Oh, F my life. We just need one more." She says, she asks where Koozie is at with Hope. And Koozie says, "I don't know. Hope is, he's like, he's acting like this is on me, like this is my fault." And Nick says, "Well, that's his problem. He didn't win the HOH. We needed him to. We picked him safe and first in the safety chain. That should show him where we stand. We just need one more. We just need one more vote. I don't want one of the three of us leaving." They're making it very clear that Ty has already expressed that he wants Hope to stay. So Ty being the swing vote is very bad news for Koozie, because he seems pretty firmly against Koozie and pro Hope at this point, at least according to Koozie and Anika. So Koozie actually says, we need to see what happens, but like, I would rather work on the girls than work on Ty. Claudia ends up coming in and she tells them about Ty acting so cocky now that he's holding the veto. He's safe. It's so annoying. And then she leaves. And Koozie says, "If those girls put me up, there's a chance I could go home because Ty might convince those girls to take a big shot. And Hope can campaign that he's needed to fight against Ty. Plus, he's got a lot of dirt on us. It'd be very risky if I went up on the block." And I was like, "Yeah, Koozie, keep that energy, please. Don't be okay with going on the block by the end of this drop, please, Koozie." She says, "Ty will definitely vote against me if I'm on the block, and Renee might too. So Shania is my best hope. And Shania will do what Claudia wants. So if I have Claudia, I have Shania. That's the one I need. I need Shania's vote." Koozie says, "I'm concerned, though, that Hope can rat us out to Ty if he needs to. And he's got that all this information on us. I don't think we should concentrate on Ty. I think he's a lost cause. I'm not even going to campaign to Ty, basically, or at least concentrate on Ty. Koozie's plan is to concentrate on the girly pops, particularly Shania." Let me tell you, when the drop opens like this, I'm like, wow, Koozie's gone. If this is the case, like, this is dangerous territory. But Hope is not entirely lost. Stay with me. Koozie talks to Daniel. She says they talk about targeting Ty next week, or not targeting Ty next week, I should say, and taking a shot at the girls. They agree they're not going to take the shot at Ty, and they are going to take the shot at the girls, which means if you don't like Ty, sorry, he's in it for the long haul at this point potentially. He says that Renee and Hope are attached at the hip right now, which is not good for them, because if one of them goes up on the block, Renee could be a vote for Hope to stay. Koozie says, "Well, my thought is..." Sorry. The chat wants Hope to be lost. They want Hope. Daniel says that, or Koozie says, the best play, the safest thing would be for Anika to go up, because Anika would be safe. There's no way that Ty would be able to convince the girls that Anika is worth taking out over Hope. And Daniel says, "Well, that would be an interesting conversation." And she says, "Yeah, Anika would be pissed." She says, "I did talk to Claudia about sparing her this week and Claudia sparing me next week. But she might be like, why did you give the safety to Hope? I did try to explain that I owed him, but I don't know if that explanation worked." Daniel says, I'll go talk to her quickly and help push toward Anika. So Daniel goes to the HOH room and he talks to Claudia and Shania. Now, you know, don't always listen to me. I could be wrong about these things. I've seen a lot of hubbub on the interwebs about Daniel, like full on, like flipping against Kuzi. And it's primarily because of this conversation. I didn't quite get that sense here. In fact, my sense is that Daniel goes and he actually does exactly what he said he was going to do for Kuzi, which is he pitches for Anika to go up on the block. At least in my view. That's how I interpreted it. It doesn't work, I'll tell you that. But it did actually seem like he was kind of pushing for Anika to go up on the block. So Daniel says, granted, he does have a new kind of secret alliance that excludes Kuzi. We'll get to that. But in terms of the other thing, Daniel says, here's the thing. We talked in the Nook. Me and Anika have already discussed how we want to do it. He says, I'm a little bit scared about Kuzi picking Hope, but so even if she's the one going up, you know, he's the one that passed safety to you guys. He's trying to say he's a little worried that Kuzi might leave over Hope if she goes up on the block. Claudia says she doesn't see it as beneficial to keep Hope in the game. They all agree that Daniel shouldn't be going up. Shania says, I don't want Anika to go up either. I don't want any of us four going on the block. She references us four, and she's going to reference us four again because there has been a new proposed alliance between Claudia, Shania, Daniel, and Anika. So this alliance excludes both Kuzi and Renee from the two respective trios. How genuine is it? It would be pretty silly for it to be genuine of the girly pops. I don't know why they would exclude Renee, who has performed very poorly in challenges and would not win if she made it to the final two, in my opinion. Whereas it would be somewhat advantageous for Kuzi and Daniel to be, or sorry, for Anika and Daniel to be somewhat loyal. Not loyal, but use this to their advantage, certainly, because they don't really want to go to the end with Kuzi. So, they ask how Renee will feel about Hope. And they say, no, don't worry about Renee. She doesn't trust Hope, but she does kind of feel a little shaky after being the last one of us chosen in the safety chain. So this is where I got that Renee was the final person to be picked of the girly pops in the safety chain, meaning Claudia and Shania chose each other, which left Renee kind of hanging. And that Renee is feeling a certain kind of way about that, according to Claudia and Shania. This is exactly the kind of thing that you would say if you were trying to pretend like you weren't a tight trio so that you could make a secret side alliance with two people because you want to take out their person in their trio. So take it for what it's worth. Daniel brings up the idea of Anika going up again. You know, yeah, so Kuzi could go up, but, you know, if Anika went up, you know, that might be the safe play. And Shania says, do you think that's something that she could get over? And Daniel says, I think she could get over it. And this is where, again, this is where I felt like he was really actually making this pitch. Because when he talked to Kuzi, they both agreed she'd be pissed. And that this conversation at all is something they have to be very careful about with Anika. But when Shania says, would Anika be, would she be able to get over it? Would she be mad if she went up on the block? Dan is like, she'd be fine. Don't worry about it. Claudia says, my ideal situation is getting Ty out next. If we can't get out Ty, it's Kuzi or Renee next. So basically, according to Claudia, who doesn't have power next week, by the way, Ty would be the next target, followed by Kuzi. Because let's face it, she's not going to target Renee before Kuzi. So again, this could all be a ploy. We haven't really seen a conversation between Ty and Claudia. are they actually just going to take out Koozie at this point? Are they just targeting Koozie next week? Do they want to take out Hope this week? It seems believable that they're concerned that Hope might be working with Ty. So at this time, I do think that they kind of are leaning toward taking out Hope. But as the Shady Bunch are saying in general, there's a lot of things that can go wrong this week for Koozie if she's on the block, between Hope having a lot of information, between the girly pops not really liking Koozie and kind of wanting her gone. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff that could happen. So they talk about how next week should be fine because they'll have the votes as long as one of them isn't on the block and they can move forward as a four. Shania says, have you talked to Anika about this yet? Daniel says, yes, I've talked to her a bit. I need to bring it up more that we can work together as a four. Don't worry about it. I'll go talk to her. He is going to go and do that later. They talk about not trusting Koozie. They think Koozie is too close to Ty. And this is, again, where things could go wrong. Because if Hope is able to present himself as anti-Ty, then successfully, which it might open the door for the girly pops to feel like Koozie is actually the more pro-Ty person between the two of them, which might sketch them out. So they talk about how they don't trust Koozie. Ty told Claudia that he knew he was going to go up on the block when she became HOH because Koozie told him ahead of time, which has got Claudia all worried again. So, yeah. Claudia says, I almost want to put Koozie up just to see how Ty reacts. And then Daniel says again, yeah, you know, Koozie or Anika, you know, and I do think Anika would get over it. So again, I do feel like Daniel is floating this idea of Anika a few times, which to me indicates that he is, as of right now, just genuinely working with Koozie. Obviously, he's not going to go to the end with Koozie. Obviously, he has this side deal with Shania and Claudia that I do think he will use probably to take out Koozie at some point, but I don't think it's going to be this week. I don't think so. At least from Daniel's end. The girls, on the other hand, who knows? So Claudia, Shania, Renee, Anika, Koozie, and Daniel. These six get together, the Shady Bunch plus the Girly Pops, and they have a little meeting, a final six meeting. This is what Koozie wanted. Claudia says their goal is to reach the final six. However, with Ty pulling himself off the block, one of us is going to have to go up on the block. She says, I think we can all agree that Hope is leaving. And there's just a little more general talk about one of them needing to go on the block. This does not strike me as a group that trusts each other at all. None of the conversation here is excited. None of it is like open and trusting. It's a lot of like, you guys are definitely going to target Ty next week, right? Right? That's what we're doing. Even though there's three of us and one of Ty, we're all agreeing that we're doing the Ty thing, right? So who knows? It's at this point that, you know, like I said, things got a little worse and then they got a little better. They're going to get a little worse again for a moment here. Koozie's going to go and talk to the cameras. And she says, at this point, thinking about it, it might be better for me to go on the block because it would break my heart to have to vote Hope out. Yeah, you know, I would definitely rather go up. Did Hope rub off on you? Like, what's going on? No, Koozie. That is such a bad idea. Daniel comes in and he says, hey, Koozie, I just talked to Claudia and Shania. I brought up the idea of Anika going up on the block. He did. But before he can even finish telling her the success of it, she says, listen, I've been thinking. In as much as I can't trust these girls, I'd rather go up so I don't have to vote out Hope. And Daniel says, okay. I mean, I think you're good either way. So if you want to push that, like, that's okay. She says, I think it makes sense. Plus, it gives me an excuse to target them next week. Koozie, you don't need an excuse. Just do it. You don't need an excuse, Cozy. Oh. Because not only is her being up on the block dangerous, but it also means that it gives Ty an opportunity to spend the week campaigning against her, which is bad. Like, what if Ty wins the HOH? Now, is he targeting Claudia for putting him on the block? Is he targeting Cousy for almost putting him on the block? The relationship is going to be more strained. Anyway. They talk about what to do in the event that Ty ever rats Daniel out for having used the veto on him. Which is another way things could go wrong this week. Right? Cousy says we have to keep Hope very comfortable because he has so much dirt on us. Daniel agrees. He says if the girls hear a whiff of our alliance, they'll be done with us. So they kind of basically what they're illustrating here is various ways that the week could go wrong for them in the event that Cousy's on the block, which is like, Cousy, that's why you shouldn't be on. Granted, listen, I want to be clear. I think Cousy's going up regardless. But I mean, Hope was probably going up regardless too. And we kind of went pretty hard on Hope. So listen, Cousy, please. Anyway. Especially because, like, if the girls are with you right now, there is a chance, I think, that you could get Anika on the block instead. But the problem is that they might be on board right now, but they could change their minds, which is why you don't want to be on the block in the event that they maybe do change their minds. Anyway, sorry. They're illustrating how things could go wrong. One of which is, as we mentioned before, Hope could rat them out to the girls. Hope could say, we've been in an alliance, whatever. Here's all the things that they've said about you. Here's their plan for next week, because Hope knows that they're not really targeting Ty. Hope knows that they're going after the girly pops. Hope could say, listen, they plan on taking you guys out the first chance they get. Would they believe Hope? Who knows? But it would be dangerous. And Hope could say, we've been in an alliance since, you know, 3 weeks ago or whatever. Just various things that could really hurt Daniel's game, Cousy's game in particular, if she's on the block, and Anika's game. And not only could Hope say these things, but even Ty has enough dirt on them to make things a little dangerous. Because first of all, Claudia would realize, wait a minute, you guys were in the crown at the same time that you made an alliance with me and Ty? Wait a minute. Second, Ty can reveal, or Hope can reveal, that Daniel was the one to veto Ty a couple of weeks ago, which would be a big bombshell because nobody suspects Daniel. So if either Hope or Ty in the attempt at saving Hope drop that information, it could shake the foundation of this final six thing they have going on. And that would just be messy. It would just be messy. And so because of that, what they're saying is that they really want to make sure that they keep Hope calm and comfortable, and keep Ty from getting too aggro about trying to save Hope. As long as Ty doesn't feel like he needs to go full force, then hopefully he doesn't drop that kind of information. And as long as Hope feels like he might stay, maybe he also doesn't drop that information. So they've kind of got a balancing act to perform over the course of the week here. So Hope ends up joining the conversation. He's bummed out that one of them is leaving. Daniel says, don't be bummed out because listen, there's going to be three of us left in the crown and we'll fight for each other in jury. We don't get a lot from these drops, but I felt like I was catching a few things here and there. This drop to me, despite the fact that Daniel is potentially losing an ally here and all of that, his position is still so good that he's working with the girly pops. He's still in with Ty. He's still got the crown. He's still got the Shady Bunch. He's got the final two with Anika. His position is so good. I'm sensing a confidence in him. That is like, I might actually get to the final two, and I'm starting to see, I think, some jury management stuff. This being one of them, he says to Hope, hey, no matter who leaves this week, whether it's me or Cousy or you, we're going to fight for each other in the jury, because that's the thing about royalty, is that whether or not you're on the throne, you still have that royal blood. And Hope says, oh, that's amazing. I love that. I mean, Daniel knows it's not him that's leaving, right? So basically what he's saying is, fight for me in the jury. He's going to do another one a little bit later as well. Daniel's going to go to Anika. And unfortunately, this conversation gets cut off before we get any real info from either Anika or from Daniel. But basically, Daniel is going to inform Anika about the conversation he had with Claudia and Shanaea and the final four alliance that they're talking about. Daniel says, Shanaea said her final four was her, Claudia, me, and you. How do you feel about that? I told them that you'd be down for it. And Anika's kind of like, sure, sure. Hope comes in and interrupts. So we don't really get the full rundown from Anika about how she feels about this. We don't really get from Daniel what the plan is, how loyal they plan to be to this, when they plan on cutting Kuzi or any of that. So unfortunately, not a lot because Hope comes in. Hope comes in. He says, you know what's messed up? Right after Claudia won, she came up to me and she said, I wouldn't be going up this week. She said, then she said, sorry, I've changed my mind. I need you to go up so you can fight against Ty in the Vita. Messed up. Can't even look at her. There's going to be some hangout sessions. Daniel talks to Claudia very briefly. And he says to Claudia, listen, I talked to Kuzi and she actually seemed fine with going up. I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but. So my ultimate conclusion on this, again, when it comes to like, is Daniel like fully turning on Kuzi at this point? I think he genuinely did do what Kuzi wanted him to, which was pitch for Anika to go up on the block. Would he have kept pitching if it seemed like it was having any traction? I don't know. Was this just to like a, oh, I'm doing it so that Kuzi will know that I did it kind of thing? I don't know. But I do think he tried to a degree. But once Kuzi said she was fine with going up on the block, he was very happy to be like, hey, Claudia, guess what? Kuzi's cool with it. And of course, again, the alliance. So I don't want to get this misinterpreted. Daniel is definitely not completely on board with Kuzi. But I didn't see anything in this drop that was like new super new. Like nothing shocked me. If that makes sense. Nothing was like, oh my God, Daniel's going to vote out Kuzi this week. Like, I don't think so. But he is continuing the, like he's working with Kuzi, but also he knows he's got to get rid of her. Daniel's also going to talk to Hope. They commiserate a bit about the situation. Daniel says, I think it's going to be either me or Kuzi going up on the block. It won't be Anika. And he says, you know, at this point, I hope Anika just goes on and wins the game because she's the only one of us that will skate by to the end. I could be wrong, but this felt like maybe I'm too used to watching Kevin Jacobs on the feeds. But this felt to me like a Kevin Jacobs move where he is subtly kind of like pointing out that Anika is the person least worth targeting because he plans to go to the final two with her. You know what I mean? And he knows that Hope might be going to the jury this week. And if Hope goes to the jury and his message is that, you know, Anika is the least threatening person, this is the played the least amount of game, but Daniel made it anyway? I think that's what he's doing here. Or he's just, I don't know, maybe he just really feels that way. Anyway, Hope says he thinks it's going to be Kuzi that goes up on the block. And after he says that, Daniel does encourage him to campaign no matter who goes up. Even if it's Kuzi. Hope says it was a mistake to not target the girls last week. He tried telling Kuzi this, but she didn't listen. So that's why Kuzi talked about Hope kind of blaming her. She didn't target the girls, and now the girls won, and now they're being targeted. And he's kind of like, I told you so. So that's where we are. That's the end of the drop. Quite a big one, obviously. Lots went down. Just to quickly recap, Santina was evicted in a safety chain at the Fatal Feast. Claudia was eliminated. Kuzi was eliminated. Anika was eliminated. Kuzi was eliminated. Anika 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 was e Claudia won the HOH. She nominated Ty and Hope. Ty won the veto. He plans to take himself down. Kuzi is the intended replacement nominee. The vote as of right now should be, based on what we've seen, something like 4-1 in Kuzi's favor. But that leaves the door open for Renee and Shania and the girly bops in general to decide to go in a different direction and evict Kuzi if they wanted to. The only way to prevent that would be to convince Ty to flip his vote so that he voted to keep Kuzi over Hope. And then they would for sure have a third locked in. So that's where things stand at this time. It definitely was, first of all, was a drop that I don't think anybody expected to have in the first place. And second, was probably not one that most people would enjoy because I think that at this point in the season, probably the vast majority of people are either Santina fans or Kuzi fans. And this was not a great job. Not a great job for either one of them. One of them worse, obviously, than the other. But that's about where we are. So there will be a survey if you want to rate these players for tonight's Stockwatch Roundtable podcast. I'll tweet that out after this podcast ends. We will be live at around 5:30 my time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern for this week's roundtable, where we will discuss all of what we have seen and speculate on what might actually happen. Because again, we never even saw the girly pops talk alone about their actual intentions with Daniel and Anika and with Kuzi potentially being on the block. I don't think that they would be lying to Daniel and Anika considering that they're trying to build something with them, but you never really know. You know, it could be the kind of thing where they're kind of just keeping their options open. You know, we'll see. We'll see. So tune in tonight. We'll talk through it all. Should be a good time. I'll be back tomorrow with another drop update, which will hopefully give us a better idea of who would actually leave between Kuzi and Hope. And that's about it. So thank you all for joining me here today. If you haven't already, check out robhasawebsite.com/Toronto to see if what kind of availability is left for these live show tickets in Toronto. If you want to come and hang out during the finale with us and a bunch of fun alumni players should be coming. I'm looking at the list. It's looking pretty fun. So check it out. And tomorrow night, we'll have a recap. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Check out the YouTube channel. I just dropped the very first Goose Goose Duck video of the channel. It was the first time I played Goose Goose Duck, and I looked like a big old dummy. So if you enjoy that, check out that video. All right, that's what I have for you. Thank you all so much for joining me here today, and I will see all of you next time.